20 years ago today, Saddam Hussein interrupted a long, hot summer to bring the world the mother of all headlines.
Iraq's invasion of Kuwait in 1990 started something the world is still sorting out.
From our viewpoint, we heard the shell fire, we heard rockets. The initial impression was one of shock. People did not expect it to happen, and they still believe that America will come and rescue them within the next few days.
At a time when a war halfway around the world was unimaginable to most Americans, the U.S. military rescued Kuwait.
We are now part of Operation Desert Shield. Saddam Hussein's got 1 million Iraqi soldiers. They are tough. They will stop at nothing.
We're still banging that gong. Desert Shield and Desert Storm now live on in old movie clips. The real-life characters from that war are mostly gone from the scene, including Saddam Hussein.
In 1990, the U.S. got the call to rescue Kuwait. Who's going to rescue America? 20 years of jarheads and just wars. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone, on this Monday, August 2nd, and a good morning to Catherine Lamfer, who's in for Celeste Headlee. Good morning, Catherine.
Hey, good morning, John.
You remember what you were doing 20 years ago today? Probably not.
I do not.
Probably not, but someone who is joining us right now does. Carol Murphy, contributor to Global Post and the Christian Science Monitor. Carol Murphy, you remember what you were doing 20 years ago today, right?
Yeah, it would be hard to forget. I was just waking up trying to figure out what those tanks in the street and the booms I could hear in the distance all meant. I had to call a Kuwaiti friend and find out, and his answer was, "We've been invaded."
And Carol Murphy's story of that invasion led to her Pulitzer Prize in the year 20 years ago when she reported on that invasion for the Washington Post. Carol, stay with us. We're going to get more of your recollections and talk about what it's all meant in the last 20 years. Stay with us. First, let's get a check at the top morning's news stories.
The Netherlands is the first NATO country to end its combat mission in Afghanistan. The country pulled its 1,900 troops out of Afghanistan yesterday, ending a four-year operation that was deeply unpopular at home. It's not expected to affect conditions on the ground, but it does come at a time of rising casualties and growing doubts about the war. Defense Secretary Robert Gates tells ABC News he still feels good about the U.S. strategy.
The full surge isn't even all in Afghanistan yet and will not be until the end of August. This surge over the last few months is only beginning to take effect.
President Obama will talk drawdowns, not surges, later this morning. He'll give a speech laying the groundwork for the eventual pullout of all U.S. troops in Iraq by the end of next year.
In Pakistan, the worst flooding in that country's history has killed at least 1,100 people in the volatile tribal region. U.S. Navy Vice Admiral Mike Lefevre is among the rescuers battling to save tens of thousands who are trapped as the waters continue to rise.
Hundreds of thousands of families displaced by the floodwaters from the monsoon rains that overflowed all the rivers that are feeding into the Indus. Historic proportions that they've never experienced before.
It's estimated 2 million people have been made homeless.
Here at home, BP hopes that this week marks the home stretch in permanently plugging the oil well in the Gulf. Engineers plan to launch the static kill operation tonight, shooting mud and cement into the blown-out well. That would make it easier to plug the leak for good with a relief well, John.
Former Vice President Dick Cheney is out of intensive care after undergoing heart surgery last month. His daughter says Cheney hopes to return home later on this week. Asian and European markets are up. Futures are way up for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 10,465. The S&P starts at 1,101. And the NASDAQ begins at 2,254. Coming up this hour, the Second Amendment gives Americans the right to bear arms. So does that mean we should all learn how to shoot? The idea is being proposed by a group in North Carolina. We're going to talk with the man behind it in just a half hour. In a few minutes, we'll look back at the first Gulf War, which started 20 years, actually the invasion of Kuwait 20 years ago today. Iraq invaded Kuwait and set a whole lot in motion. What do you think was set in motion 20 years ago today? 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. A discussion coming up.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.